Megillah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. Hakari b'Torah lo yifchos mishlosha psukim. When they read the Torah, one who reads the Torah should never read any less than three psukim by an aliyah. Lo yikra l'maturgamen yos mipasik echad. They used to have a translator that one person would read from the Torah and then another person would translate so that all the people that didn't understand Lashon HaKodesh and they understood Aramaic, they used to translate in Aramaic, but they never would have the Meturgaman reading more than one Pasuk, meaning you should not read two Pasukim of the Torah and then have the Meturgaman read two Pasukim. It's a lot to translate because we're afraid he's going to make a mistake and people would misinterpret things due to his mistake. Uvenavi Shlosha, but when it comes to Navi, when they're reading Navi, that we're not so concerned. There, the regular Baal Kori can read three psukim. We can have the Meturgaman translate three psukim at a time, even if he makes a mistake and other people hear that mistake, since there's no halachas that are being taught from the Navi. Therefore, there's nothing bad that can really come out of it. So we're not afraid of that. So we allow him to do three at a time. Hayishloshtam sholosh parshias. However, if the Navi parsha, you can have sometimes where in the Navi, there are three psukim where each pasuk is a totally different parsha. So it's not even the same inyan at all. In that case, korin echad echad. You should not have the Baal Kore read three psukim. Rather, he should treat it just like the Torah. You should translate one at a time. Medalgin b'navi. We are allowed to skip by Navi. Ve'ein medalgin b'Torah. But you cannot skip by Torah. So by Navi, you're allowed to go from Parsha to Parsha, even if it's a totally different inyan. However, the Gemara says, by Navi, you can't go from one Navi to another Navi. It has to be within the same Navi, but it can be a different parsha within that Navi. But when it comes to reading from the Torah, it says, Ve'ein medalgin b'Torah, and the Rav says, only when it's two different inyanim. But if it's the same inyan, you are allowed to skip in the Torah from one parsha to the next. For example, on Yom Kippur, they would read the parsha of Yom Kippur from Achrei Mos, and then we skip and we read Ach Ba'asar, which is a different parsha. But it's still the same inyan. Ve'ad kamahu medalig, and when you are skipping, how far away are you allowed to skip? Ad kidei shlo yifsa kamaturgaman. You have to be able to move and roll the Sefer Torah to that next parsha that you're skipping to fast enough that when the translator, because they would do one pasuk at a time, that you would get to that next spot and be ready to start before he finishes. Or really that there's just no hefsik between when he finishes and when you start, while he's finishing translating. And that's because of tircha de tzibura, that they shouldn't be waiting around in total silence, like the Rav says.